I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root Artist feature. I am pleased to speak today with Chris Pilcher. Chris, how's it going?
It's going great. Floyd, how are you?
I'm doing very well. As an Atlanta native, I'm always happy to meet another Atlanta native. Talk about your connection with this city and how you've grown from an artistic standpoint from your Atlanta roots up to now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I was born and raised here, except for a few years during middle school and high school. I lived out in the suburbs, unfortunately, which wasn't necessarily a really bad thing, but it was in Atlanta. I've been here for about 13 years continuously now, and the city's completely influenced my artistic growth. Everything from, the graffiti and street art that I've grown up seeing. Some of my earliest memories are Krog Tunnel. To just the growth of our gallery scene, the growth of our arts community. And I've been there since sort of the inception of all of that, and just watching it from the outside. Being a part of it the last couple of years has really helped me find my place in the world, not just as an artist, but as an individual.
Thinking about your place as an artist here in Atlanta, give me some perspective on your evolution. I know you work in a few different art mediums. So Speak about how you've evolved as an artist from one medium to another.
Well, I've always painted and drawn my entire life. I don't remember a time when I never didn't. But I would say maybe 6 years ago, I sort of got into graffiti. Did a couple of things I probably shouldn't have, which naturally for me transitioned into street art. I spent a little time working on that and had one project in particular that garnered a little bit of attention for myself. So that made me start thinking like, hey, maybe I could, I could do this for real. I did my first show. Well, I showed my first piece at Dew Gallery down the street from here in 2006. And it's just continued from there. I got really involved in the Atlanta theater community, and that has lended itself to performance art and installation. I joined up with the Back Pockets for a little while, which really helped with the performance aspect. And then we formed the Art Collective in 2008, which has gotten me into more of the administrative organizational side of things.
Chris, you are the artistic director / organizer for NEM, New Evolutionary Movement. Talk about NEM. What is that about?
Well, NEM, we also, the acronym also stands for Other Things, Never Empty Minds.
Okay. I like that.
I like a lot. Well, it started actually as a street art concept. We had this one particular stencil, and we were spreading it to people across the internet and having them spray paint it in their hometowns and send us pictures, which was fun. It was a great little experiment for a while. But then we had a group of visual artists who wanted to be a part of shows, had a lot of great work, but they were having a hard time getting into the gallery scene and going the normal routes. So we just decided to do it ourselves. I think Atlanta has a lot of that DIY ethic, which
yes,
is really, really great. I love that. So we started in 2008 with a small show over here in Cabbage Town. They've gotten progressively larger and larger, and we had these huge art parties with 200 or 300 people that, the art would kind of be secondary, but it was always a great time. Since then, we've added a few different elements. We have a regular group of poets and writers and readers. We have a theater group. We have musicians that cycle in and out. Basically, we have a core group of 6 to 10 people who always take part in everything we organize or put together. And then the number of people who have come in and out and done things with us is beyond me. I don't know. It's uncountable. We probably had 50 different bands and 50 different readers and around 100 different artists work with us over the years.
What's the biggest difference to you from being a creator of art to having to go behind the scenes and be that administrator / organizer role? What's the the challenge, the biggest challenge in making that transition to you?
I'm not sure about the challenge, but the differences are creating art. I get to put my ideas and my feelings out there for other people to interpret and hopefully understand the way I meant them to be understood. When I'm organizing, I get to help other people do that, which to me, I feel like can make a much larger impact. I really enjoy the behind the scenes aspect of it. And it's something I hope to continue doing for a while.
I do want to go back to your history as a street artist. And you mentioned Croc Street, which is the Croc Street Bridge or tunnel, which is probably one of the more memorable or as a living art space. It's always evolving. Mm-hmm. It's always changing. One of the more sort of dynamic art places in the city. I wanted to get your perspective on not necessarily the living walls controversy, but public art, public space in general as an artist. Give me some sense of how you view that dynamic of art and the public.
Well, I mean, art's meant for the public. Art's meant to be viewed inherently. That's why it's created. If people didn't want it to be viewed, they'd just leave it in a closet somewhere. In my opinion, public space is just that, public space. And everyone has a right to reinterpret it however they'd like to, as long as it doesn't cause harm to somebody else. If it gives them something great to look to, if it beautifies the environment, I don't see any problem with it whatsoever. Our tax dollars paid for most of those walls, so we should put something nice on them.
Something nice. Very subjective term.
Nice is a subjective term. I guess I didn't necessarily mean something nice, but something a little nicer than just a drab gray condition. Atlanta's a wonderful city, but like any major metropolitan area, it's got its downfalls. And it's difficult to fix all of those, and a lot of people are working on it, and I think that's a wonderful thing. But one thing we can do immediately is fix the aesthetics of it. So as an artist, I think actually it's an obligation to make things look better.
Considering your background in street art, performance art, the theater, as an arts organizer, all of those different hats, I would like for you to speak about the diversity of the art scene in Atlanta. Atlanta, culturally, is divided in some ways. Can you speak about the diversity of the art scene as a possible counter to not as much diversity in the mainstream cultural space of Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. Man, we do. We have so many amazing things going on here and so many people doing them. Any night of the week, you can go see a great band. You can check out artwork anywhere from an established gallery to a restaurant space, a coffee shop. You've got people doing these amazing unknown performances, like Oh Fearsome Head over at the Big House. That was great, but you'd never see anything like that on the Alliance stage. I kind of like the fact that we have different groups that don't necessarily intertwine. I think it keeps things more interesting. You could go to the Atlanta Opera all day, but you might never see – you could see a lot of operas. You might never see some of the performances I've seen on the Beltline or, you know, in someone's backyard. So I think it's great. Yeah, the diversity is amazing.
Given the health of the Atlanta art scene as you've described it, what would you still like to see more of?
I'd like to see more diversity, actually. Even as diverse as we are, we sometimes get stuck in these cycles. And you might see one show over here that's centered around this particular theme, or it has music in it and it has performance. But then the very next week, you've got music and performance in this the same thing and the same people in the same shows. I think we should all expand our circles a bit. Take all of the smaller groups and let's just make one large one. That could be very beneficial to all of us.
I'm going to make a tangent to MARTA and talk about MARTA as a public transportation platform, obviously, but also artistically speaking. You were a part of the In Transit exhibit experience last year that Wonder Root was in conjunction with you all as it relates to that. But as far as the In Transit exhibit, not only speaking for yourself, but if you could speak for a couple of the other artists who were involved, what was the biggest thing that you all got from that experience?
Wow. Well, working outside of our normal areas was, I think, the biggest thing we all took away from it. It really made us expand the ways we work and the way we approach our processes. And I'm speaking for everybody. That would be John Ross and Stephanie Farr, Kelly Blackman and Chris Bates, and myself. All great artists. You guys should check them out. Personally, what I took away from it was two things. One, MARTA as public transportation really, really needs some improvement. It's a little difficult to get around. If you're going from just point A to point B, you can make it there. But if you're going from point A all the way through the alphabet to like point W, it's going to take you 12 hours.
By the way, how long do you think it would take to get to every station in MARTA?
Oh, I can tell you from experience, man, about 8 hours, and then you can start cycling back through and hit them all up again.
Okay. Speaking of MARTA as a space for art, for transit, and speaking about all of these other places where you've had a chance to experience art, give me a couple of your favorite art places in Atlanta that you think would be great places for our listeners to go check out. Give me two or three recommendations.
Well, Wonder Root, first and foremost. Wonder Root's absolutely amazing, and it's done so many great things for the city. It's unbelievable. Our arts community wouldn't be where it's at without the people here. Secondly, Nelson Street Gallery over in Castleberry Hill. It's Mass Collective space. They're starting to do a lot of really interesting things there. They're not open regularly, but it's ran by Sharon Dennehy and Josh Feigert. And everyone should go check it out, maybe the next art stroll if you get a chance. I think they have some cool installations going up then. And then personally, let's see, what would be number three? I don't know. There's a lot of small theater companies popping up around town that
name
might
them.
Do. Well, there's the Fern Theater Company. There's the Weird Sisters. There's, of course, the Collective Project, NEMR Collective. We have our own theater company. There's the Poor Man's Theater Collective with Brandon Partrick. He's done some work here at Wonder Root. He's a great guy. Then, man, there's so many popping up everywhere. We've got Onion Man, which they do – I believe they do play festivals, like sort of short 10-minute play festivals. Fabrifaction Theater does a lot of great things. So I would say our theater community as a whole would be my number three.
Okay. Chris Pilcher, artist organizer, snazzy dresser.
That's Kelly's fault.
Give me some upcoming projects that you're working on or that you're excited about.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's coming up March 15th, opening March 15th at Nelson Street Gallery. Is a project I'm working on with Push Push. It's called See Through. It's going to be a 6-week long party experience. That's about all I can say about it right now. But it involves myself, Nathan Sherritt, Brandon Sadler, Orion C., Stephanie Farr, and the Plastic Aztecs, along with Josh Feigert. There's going to be installation, a lot of amazing fun. So everyone should come check that out.
And you will let us know about that so we can continue to promote that.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. If you would like to know more about our art collective, just check out nemart.org. There's nothing political about it, I promise. And then, of course, we've got all the social media feeds, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the things the kids like these days.
Chris, thank you.
Thank you.